teenage sisters from Corvallis share the title this week on our KXL Everyday Hero.
Elizabeth is 18 and taking junior college courses. She wants to be a teacher. You might be thinking, but yeah, why is she a hero? Well, Elizabeth was diagnosed with cancer a couple of years ago, and after she came to grips with it, she refused to take it lying down. She managed to graduate high school, even though she had surgery and then chemotherapy. Right after being declared cancer-free, started fundraising and joined a program called See You at the Summit and went on a 9-day hike up to Broken Top Mountain just outside of Sisters, Oregon.
Honestly, I wouldn't change it for anything in the world. Through my cancer diagnosis junior year, it was a shock. It was hard. But I met so many amazing people that I wouldn't have met otherwise, from my oncologist to people at Make-A-Wish to many other wonderful people.
It sounds like that old saying, what doesn't kill us makes us stronger, is definitely you.
So true. Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about when you first learned about this. I mean, you said it was a shock. I mean, you're in the prime of life and you've got a million things going on, you know, that have nothing to do with slowing down and being sick. How did you react to this?
Honestly, I was terrified. I never expected something like that to happen to me. It was one of those things where it was like I would feel sympathy for these families and I would be like, oh my God, that would be so terrible. I am so sorry for what you're going through. But it really taught me the difference between sympathy and empathy. It's a lot of just understanding what is going on with me and how I can do that to help others.
What advice would you have for other young people who are facing something like you have been facing?
If you're diagnosed with something as terrible as cancer, find your circle and keep it growing. I don't think I would have made it through treatment without the wonderful people that supported me. It was people, people, people. That was all I can say, is find your people, stick with them, and keep fighting.
Elizabeth's family decided to use what they're going through to help others. She and her sister Victoria started working with the Corvallis Sewing Brigade, making PPE for first responders, hospitals, frontline workers, and those in nursing homes and assisted living. Victoria says it was just the right thing to do.
We tried to put our sadness and our anger toward all the things that my sister was going through into our community service and trying to move that all of that emotion into someone else, giving back to someone else in our community so we could feel like we're actually helping as a change.
You've learned a lot through this, too. You've probably changed a lot what you want to do with your life and the way you feel about life, just like your sister has, right?
That's correct, yeah. When I first learned about it, my sophomore year of high school, that was when I heard about her first diagnosis. I was shocked. I was actually starting to fail in my homework assignments because I couldn't really focus on what I was trying to do at the moment, and it got really difficult. And then right when we started hearing good news about Lizzie, I started picking up my homework and getting really good grades after that. And then that actually changed what I wanted to do as a career field. Going through what my sister went through and seeing what happens, I really wanted to help other kids in need. So I changed my career field to being a nurse for pediatric oncology so I could help other kids through similar conditions.
Both are nominated for the Everyday Hero by their mother, Monique. She praises their determination and their attitude.
Terrific story there. Elizabeth is also now an ambassador for the Make-A-Wish Oregon chapter. She and Victoria make baby blankets and quilted blankets for the children at the Randall Children's Hospital. Victoria has already been accepted at 4 nursing universities.
And you know, anytime you hear a story like this and you whine during the day, you say, you know, maybe my life isn't so bad. Look at these kids.
Yeah.
If you have someone you'd like to nominate, send us an email at hero@kxl.com.